Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else knows what today holds but our God. And we are glad. We are glad to be in this day. We are glad because we have him, the one who holds today, the one who holds tomorrow, the one who does not change. For our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we are so excited for another opportunity. And today is Friday. 21 May 2021. So we are just excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. Yes, we just thank God, and we're going to start this day with prayer. And we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. Yes, God, three in one, the one who does not change. We thank you this morning. We honor you for allowing us to be here. It is a privilege. It is his love, his grace that we are here, even to bring our prayers, to stand on the gap and pray for others and pray for our families and pray for each other and intercede. It is a privilege and his love to be here. So we thank you, Father God, on today that as we bring our needs before you, the God who hears prayer, not only do you hear prayer, but you are a God who answers prayer. For your hand is not shortened, that it can reach and touch each and every one of us. We thank you, Father God, for your ears are not heavy, that they cannot hear us as we call unto you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, as we come, as your word teaches us, that when we ask, it shall be given unto us, and when we seek, we will find, and when we knock, it will be opened for us. So this morning, we humbly ask for your grace, Lord. We come and we seek your grace and your mercy, Father, this morning on behalf of each other, on behalf of our family members, on behalf of our country, our nation, on behalf of the world, as is, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that when we call unto you, Lord, you will hear us, because that's what your word says, that when we call unto you and when we seek and ask anything according to your word, you will hear us, Father. And as we make our petitions known unto you, Father, in prayer, in supplication, and thanksgiving, you will hear us, Father, and you will make our petitions be met, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are aware that the hour has come and the hour is now that when we worship you, Father, we must worship you in spirit and in truth. For that is what you are seeking, Father. That is what you are looking for. You are looking for worshipers that worship you in spirit and in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, the one who teaches us all the hidden things that we do not know, but you will reveal it to us and teach us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, this morning, for there is no any other God but you, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. and there is no any other way that we can come to you, Father, except through our Lord Jesus, who is the way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God. We reverence you, Lord, and we thank you, Father, because the battle is not ours, but the battle is yours. You fight all, Father. You fight all the battles for us, Father. And we are already conquerors. We are already victory, for victory is ours in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, we are aware, Father, that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but that they are mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of the strongholds, Lord. Yes, casting down all the imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing it into captivity. Yes, in the name of Jesus, every thought to be obedient to you, Christ, our Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, that we choose, yes, by the help of the Holy Spirit, by the obedience of your word, we choose, Father God, not to be confirmed to anything and everything of this world, Father, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Yes, through your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because that is acceptable to you. That is your perfect will, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, this morning. Yes, for we serve a mighty God. We serve an able God. Yes, even if the enemy might come to us in one way, but he will flee in seven ways. Because greater is you, Lord, who is in us than he who is against us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, good shepherd. Yes, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, good shepherd. Yes, for leading us. Yes, that you make us like pastures and you lead us, Father, besides the still waters. We thank you, Father God, for restoring our souls in the mighty name of Jesus and leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Even times, yes, the burdens and the storms of life might try to wash us and sweep us away. But Father God, you are always there, even though we walk through these valleys and these shadows of death, Father. We are not afraid. We fear no evil, Father, because we know that you are with us. For your staff and your rod, Father, they comfort us in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. Even if the enemy might roar like a lion, we know he is not a lion. There is only one lion of the tribe of Judah. Yes, Jesus Christ. Yes, and our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and drought. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. Thank you for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, Lord. We thank you for anointing our heads with oil, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that our cups run over. They are overflowing with your blessings, with your goodness, with your tender mercies, Father. Yes, they follow us all our lives in the name of Jesus. And we choose, Father God, we choose to dwell in your house forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your love. Yes, for your love that covers a multitude of sins. We thank you, Father God, for your love. Yes, yes, in the name of Jesus, for nothing, Father, can separate us from this love. Nothing, Father. Yes, whatever it is, whether it's tribulations, whether it's distress or persecution, whether it's lack or nakedness or a sword or whatever, it will never separate us from your love, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And your word said even the angels or principalities or powers or things that are present or things that are to come, they cannot separate us from your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for your unconditional love, even when at times we don't love ourselves. And at times we don't even love each other, but your love, Father God, yes, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, we honor you. Even this week, Father, we were reminded by your words that even if we speak with tongues of men or angels, yes, without your love, we become like just sounding gong. We just make noise and just like a tingling cymbal. But with your love, Father, yes, we thank you, Father God, to learn from you, to learn love from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how gifted we are, whether it's we prophesy or we understand any mysteries and we know whatever things, but without your love, Father, we cannot do it. We cannot please you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, that you help us, Lord, increase our love, Father, love for one another, the love for you, Father, because we got to learn from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to love your people, to love your work, to love you, Father God, even to love ourselves, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, this morning. I pray, Father God, that you help us and you teach us to love, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we pray, Father God, and intercede for our families and intercede for our nation, Father. Yes, our nation is not in good condition right now. There is a lot of stuff going on. So we pray, Father God, as your word orders us, that if my people who are called by my name, yes, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then you, our Heavenly Father, you will hear us from heaven and you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. So, Father God, right now we are in agreement, Father, for one can put 1,000 into flight and two can put 10,000 into flight. We are more than two here on this prayer line this morning. We are more than three and we are putting these thousands upon thousands of these evils into flight as we intercede and stand on the gap, Father, for our nation, Lord, and its leadership, that they do what is right. We pray for order, order, yes, in Washington, D.C., order at the executive branch, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for there is nothing impossible with you, Lord. We pray for order at the legislative branch, yes, the Senate and the House of Representatives, that they do what is right, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare order and justice in the judicial branch, Father, the Supreme Court, yes, the lower courts and the Congress, the lawmakers, that they do what is right in the mighty name of Jesus, not to just satisfy their personal egos, but to do what is right for the betterment of the people in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. And this morning, Father God, we pray for families because everything starts in the family, starts with the family. When we have a strong family, we will have a strong community and it will spill over to have a strong state, a strong city, and then it goes national and international. So this morning, Father God, we pray for our families, Father. Yes, we pray for order in these families, that each and everyone will function the way you have assigned them to function, Father. Restore that order in the family, the fathers, yes, taking care of their families, husbands loving their wives, as Christ loved the church, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that they will learn from you, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord Jesus, you gave yourself for the church in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that they will love them, their wives as Christ loves the church, and wives to submit themselves to their own husbands in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that the husbands will get back their headship as of their own household, because their household is their church, and they need to minister and love their family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray for order. We rebuke any manipulative spirit that is going on in these families, in this relationship, manipulating each other and abusing each other. It might not be physical, but mentally and emotional and sometimes verbally abusing each other in these homes. So we rebuke you, devil. You are a thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You have stolen a lot from us already. You have destroyed already from us already. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the word says if the thief is caught, he has to give back seven times what he has stolen. So this morning in the spirit, we have caught you, the devil. You will no longer destroy family anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. So we stand on the gap and pray for families, Father. Yes, for children to obey their parents in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift them up, Father, that they honor their father and mother so that their days will be increased, so that they can live longer. Because the easy is a command with a promise in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for wisdom that the parents will not provoke their own children in the mighty name of Jesus, but to give them wisdom, Father, as parents, even as grandparents, that we train up the child the way that they should go, so that when they get older, they will not depart from it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as we correct and rebuke and train and teach these children, you give us wisdom, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Even a single parent home, I just pray, Father God, for order that these houses, let our houses become sanctuaries, that we go where we go and relax and enjoy. When someone finishes work, you have to have that rush that I'm going home, not to drag themselves. And some people, they don't even want to go to their own homes because there's no peace, there's no love. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, for the restoration of love in these homes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. And above all, Father God, to give us a forgiving heart, a forgiving that we forgive each other. Yes, and so that we will learn from you. You are a forgiver. Yes, you even forgave us our sins, Father, and you do not remember them no more, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. So this morning, before we get the lines open and see who is here and the prayer request, if anyone has a prayer request or a praise report, I'm just going to go ahead and get in the word, or just to remind each other of our scripture of the week, which is in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. And it reads, "Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have no charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profits me nothing." For this week, we just thank God we have been reminded on love, and that we need to love each other and to love our families and to be loved as Christ has loved us. So I am not going to dwell too long on this particular scripture, but earlier this morning, I had another scripture I wanted to share with you, but the Holy Spirit just brought this into my spirit as I was praying earlier, that we need to forgive in order for us to be able to exhibit this love that surpasses however we are anointed, or how much that goes beyond our church attendance, beyond our Bible study attendance, that goes beyond our whether we are a minister, we are a deacon or deaconess, or whether we are in the usher board or hospitality or in the music board or whatever ministry we are. Forgiveness surpasses that, because the Bible says even if when we look on the Lord's Prayer, if we pray the Lord's Prayer and asking all these things from God, but we put a condition on there, as the Lord Jesus has taught us how to pray, that Father God, I am asking for all these blessings. I am looking forward for all these good things. However, before you can give me all these good things, I need to forgive. And we say, forgive us of all our sins as we forgive others. So we are putting a condition and a seal, and that's what determines whether we are going to receive our blessing or we are not. If we are not forgiving, we cannot exhibit love. We can pray all we want. We can do whatever we do, but without love and forgiveness, we can't do it. And in order for the love to come through, we have to forgive. So the Holy Spirit took me to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And specifically, it was on verse 32, but I am going to pick a few verses right at the top, and we will read those really quickly. Ephesians chapter 4. And let's see, let us start on verse 23 to 32. "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. So that it is right here talking about helping the poor, and we can do that without the love. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So this is where my message is, or to encourage each other, that all these things we do, whatever we do, we have to forgive. And this year, we are believing God for the unbelievable. We are believing God for our families, because we said it as we began this year, and as we were being encouraged, as the vision for the year was laid out, is to intercede and pray for our families, to be targetful, to be specific, to be intentional, praying for our families. And we cannot, but we have, for our prayers to be effective, we have to forgive them. There might be a family member who has offended you, who has said something that did not sit well with you. Or that uncle, that auntie, that sister, that brother, that just gets you, that just rubs you on a wrong way. But we want them to be saved. We are praying for them to be saved, to be redeemed, to be delivered. For our prayers to be effective, we have to love and we have to forgive. We can't do, same time, we can't despise someone, not like them, not love them, and also pray for them and that prayer to be effective. It cannot work. So as I was praying earlier this morning, the word forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness kept on running on my pounding on my spirit. And I said, Lord, I already have something I wanted to share with your people. And so this is fresh. I did not sit down or look for scriptures and put my thoughts together to bring this word this morning. It just came straight from the Holy Spirit. Fresh this morning, we need to forgive. And I'm not just talking about you. It's also about myself, because I had to cry out. I had to cry out before the Lord and ask God to help me to forgive in order for our prayers to be effective. We have to forgive, to love. We can speak in tongues as much as we want. We can prophesy to each other, to one another, as much as and as often as we want. But without love, it's nothing before God. And the Bible says without love, we cannot please God. Without faith, we cannot please God. And I would encourage you that if you have not read or any, you know, between this week or, you know, any few days earlier, this whole scripture, the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, read the whole scripture. Even Ephesians chapter 4, just read the whole scripture. It will minister to you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you, will give you a revelation and tailor this word specifically for you. And that you will draw what is necessary and what is needed concerning your situation or where you are and what you need. Because the word of God is new every morning. It's new every day. It doesn't matter we heard it last year, last month, or, you know, 4 years ago or whatever. Or you have been hearing it all your life. But the word of new every morning, it ministers to us. So here we are encouraged that we need to put away all bitterness, all anger and wrath. We need to put it away. All evil speaking. We need to put away all that and be kind to one another. Let us be tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. He forgave you and I. He loved us. The Bible says he loved this world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, we want to go before the throne of God. I know we pray and pray for others and intercede for everybody else, intercede for the nation, intercede, but just for this moment, just for now, just few minutes before we pray for anybody else, be anything else, we want to go before the Lord and pray for ourselves. If there is any unforgiveness in your heart, nobody is going to come and prophesy and say a word to you. You know you. You know exactly what you need to do. We need to ask God to cleanse us, to get able to forgive you and so, and wash us clean, so that we'll be pure and white as snow, so that we can stand before the throne of God, the great and hidden Jesus for Allah. Thank you, Lord, so that they are filled with the Holy Spirit, and they will not be ashamed, and they will not have anything to accuse them of. They will not be able to say, oh, Lord,
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I decree and This is Sister Marie, and we we prayed yesterday that I was, that the doctor okayed me to drive on yesterday when I seen the doctor, which it was granted. And my purpose was so I could go, you know, to the fitness center and get in the hot water. And so I went out there yesterday, and, you know, they got equipment and stuff. And the water was 73 degrees, which is I was told is higher. So that was kind of chilly. Cool, it was cold, really. And I didn't make a good choice. I got in the water yesterday, and I exercised in that water, just knowing I'm going to be better. And when I got home, I had a setback. Lord help me, I couldn't walk right now. Stiff and pain, and I'm like crying most of the night. And you know, so I'm going to have to, you know, let the doctor know what happened. So I don't know whether the cold water, but I know they said that hot water really helped. But God answered my prayer, but I'm not able to drive right now today. I can't even drive to my therapist, so I got to get somebody to take me, which they have been doing. But he did. I just give him glory for me being able to, you know, be released to drive. But I made a stupid decision to get on in that water. So y'all pray for me, because right now I barely can walk. Thank y'all for praying for me yesterday. And today.
Good morning, Marcella. Just asking for prayer for my family.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary here, and it's just a joy to be here this morning on the prayer line, and I just want to give God glory and to thank him for the great work that he's done doing in each of our lives, and a blessed week on prayer, praise, and deliverance. So God bless each of you, and thank you so much for your prayers.
Amen. Good morning. This is Glenda. I just like to say thank God for his mercy, his goodness, and his grace.
Thanks, God. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Darlene B. And I just thank God for the word this morning. I mean, right on time. And it's just how God just shows that we are one in the spirit, because the love and the forgiveness really do go together. And I really appreciate you, Pastor Scholastic, following the lead of the Holy Spirit, because there are times when we may have our own agenda and we don't do what God has told us to do. And people miss on what they need in that particular moment. So I just appreciate that, and I know that God leads us in different directions. So I hope that, you know, as we have heard the word this morning, that we will truly have that spirit of forgiveness, because, I mean, what you talked about today, our prayers being hindered, that is so key. We don't want our prayers hindered if we have unforgiveness in our hearts. So I just wanted to let you know I appreciate that this morning. Amen.
Amen. Is there any other? Okay. So we're going to go before the Lord and pray for healing for our brother. I believe he said if in Ohio. I didn't hear clearly, but God knows, and the Holy Spirit can locate, you know, the brother who needs the help and who needs the healing. So we're going to pray for healing, for total healing, and also for Sister Mary, for healing and wisdom, and God to give her complete and total healing. So at this time, let us all go before the Lord and pray for healing, and then we also pray for families. I know Sister Gladys talked about asking for prayer for her family, and Sister Marcella asking for family, but we're going to pray for all our families, because this year, that is our goal and our target, is to intercede and pray for our families. So let us all go before the Lord. The lines are still open, and we're going to have a corporate prayer. as we pray for these needs and anything that might come in your spirit that needs to be prayed for. Let us go with all these needs before the Lord together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, this morning, for you are our healer, Lord. You heal all our diseases. They heal our sickness, all diseases. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. Yes, you are Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals all our diseases. They heal, Lord, sickness. We believe that you cannot heal, Father, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whatever, any manner, Father, you are the healer. So this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, we release your healing power, the healing power of your blood, Jesus. Because, Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgression. Yes, you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord Jesus. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. So we release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, over your people, Father. Yes, our sister Marie, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you give a wisdom, Father. Even some of the things her physical therapist has not told her, even some of the things her actual doctor has not told her, but Holy Spirit, you can teach her. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you release this pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, for her body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, you want to dwell in it. You do not want to be limited by our physical inability. In the mighty name of Jesus, so I thank you, Father God, for healing is the bread of the children. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I pray, Father God, for each and every one of us under the sound of my voice who is not feeling well, whatever it is, it might be the back, it might be the knee, it might be the hips, it might be the It might be financially, it might be relationship.
We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I said,
yes, even at the workplace, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just pray, Father God, that your favor will catch us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's back to the sender in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for life and that will come to you, Father, in Jesus' name.
We glorify you, Lord, for there is no any other God but you. I pray, Father God, for you. Sister Sheila, she wants to stay connected. She wants to stay in the Word. She has the desire to be the Word, to be understanding. So
hallelujah, you are
anointed.
Because you
give us the desire for our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus, for each and every one of us who desire to know more of you, Father, who desire understanding of your Word, Lord. We invest in time in reading your
we
word.
You
I
right
just
now,
pray,
God,
Father God, that you
right
give
God.
Us the revelation
hallelujah,
and the
Lord,
understanding
you know
of your
way.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord,
I pray,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I glorify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, for there is no any other God but you. Yes, we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, Lord.
Lean not into our own understandings, but in all our ways acknowledge you, Father God, and you walk along our path, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father,
Lord,
for spiritual direction, Father, and strength and healing,
Father,
in the name of Jesus, because the joy of the Lord is our strength in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, right now, God. You are the great I am that I am right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are our source, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are our right and our salvation of whom shall we fear.
nothing
Lord,
to fight. We are redeemed. We are healed. We are justified.
Who shall we be afraid?
Yes,
without enemies and our foes coming upon us to eat up our flesh, they shall not fail. Though they have that kept themselves in
God,
and this shall we be confident right now, God, that we shall live in the house of the Lord
in
the
name
of our life, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Demonic.
Hallelujah.
Because only when you give the Christ will last, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. For moving the mountains, Father.
Hallelujah.
Bringing every mountain down right now, God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Making every valley smooth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And in every crooked place, make it straight, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Right now, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of discernment, supernatural spirit of discernment right now, God.
See
right now, God. Over in the eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we
worship
and we honor you and we praise you for total victory in the name of Jesus. Healing for our bodies, our circulatory system, our respiratory system, our immune system. Hallelujah. Our digestive system, Father, in the name of Jesus. Our heart, our liver, our lungs, our spleen, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, and every organ cell, every rebellious organ cell, get in line, a spirit of alignment for your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. With what your word says, Father, we thank you for the promises of Jesus Christ. We honor you right now, God, hallelujah, for total healing, hallelujah, coming from the crown of our head to the soul of our feet, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, you say, I am that I am, you are our creator, our healer, our deliverer, our salvation, our shepherd, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everything and all things, whether it be good or whether it be bad, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, you always led us first into a blessing, Father. Show us your power, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for testimony, Father. We overcome us by the blood of the Lamb, and by the words of our testimony, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We honor you this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. For you are our all in all. You are our source. You are our deliverer. You are our healer. You are our righteousness. You are a just God right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we remember that the battle is not ours, but it belongs to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So we thank you. Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We are whole, nothing missing, bread broken.
Yes.
In the name
thank
of Jesus.
Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank God. Yes. Yes, we thank God that we do not get weary in doing good, for we know that in due time we shall reap, and we continue to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, yes, because we know that all these things will be added unto us. So we are thankful as we continue to trust, you know, our God with all our hearts, and that we do not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge him, because we know that he will make our path straight. So I just thank God that we continue to be strong and be courageous and not to be afraid and not to be dismayed, for our Lord, who is our God, yes, he is a good God, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank God this morning, and we are at the top of the hour. So I am just going to say you all have a good weekend, and I do know that and believe that this weekend is going to be better than the last weekend. And over here, I don't know where you are, but over here the weather is just perfect. So we're going to be in the lower 70s, which is just perfect. So I don't know, whatever the weather is where you are, I decree and declare that your weekend is going to be better than the last weekend, because our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward, for we move from glory to glory in Jesus' name. I'm going to render this time to Pastor Darlene in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God for this hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. It has been a wonderful session, a wonderful gathering, and this whole week has been beautiful, and I just appreciate what God is doing through the saints of God. Everyone, we just appreciate your time, your talent, and your tenth, and I make a declaration today. I'm going to decree that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I thank God today that the floodgates of heaven are opened over our lives, and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. I decree we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ, and we are victorious through Christ our Savior. I decree that the devil is under our feet, and we walk in victory each and every day because we are redeemed from the curse of the law in Jesus' name. I decree showers of blessings upon our lives daily, and that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us has been rejected, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. And we thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. There shall be no accidents, no incidents as we travel in the name of Jesus. So I thank everyone for sowing into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you're sowing into good ground, and I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will receive a 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. But I love Deuteronomy 1 and 11, that the Lord God our Father makes us 1,000 times more than what we are and blesses us as he has promised us. So let us rejoice in the Lord. We know that the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hinds feet. We are in a sure place. Hinds feet means that they can climb the mountain with surety. Yes. So we're climbing up with the Lord, and we're walking up into those high places. And as we go, let us remember we're workers together with the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for your love towards myself and each and every one on this line. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. Come back on Monday, and we'll see what God has for us and what we have for him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Love you, my sisters, brothers.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.